We can create very realistic watercolor effects in Photoshop. Check this out. This is my original image over here. This is an actual photograph, a real photograph. And then after we apply this watercolor effect, look what we have over here. Look how cool this looks. I'm going to actually go ahead and zoom into this, and we can see the canvas and everything. Look at this. This looks really cool, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do this in Photoshop. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and minimize this right now, and let's go ahead and start over on our watercolor PSD file. Nothing's been touched on it. It's just a plain photo and everything. You can follow along right with me. Go into the Project Files folder, and then open up the watercolor folder, and you'll find this image right here. Okay, let's get started. This is really cool. Come right over to the Layers palette, and make a duplicate of the background layer. Just drag that to the new layer icon, just like that. Next, come right up here to Filter, down here to Artistic, and then over here to Dry Brush, okay? And all you have to do is just match your settings with mine, okay? So come in here, Dry Brush Size, enter 5 for Dry Brush Size, and then Brush Detail, enter in 4, and Texture, enter 1, and then go ahead and click OK. All right, check that out. Now, just duplicate this layer also. Drag that to the new layer icon. It's right here in the bottom of the layers palette. Let go, and there you go. Now, next, come right up here to Image, Adjustments, over here to Levels. And now to make this look very realistic, watercolor images, watercoloring in the whole painting process is very, very light. So let's go ahead and lighten the photo, lighten the image, and that'll actually give it more of a realistic effect. Watch this. Grab this gray slider and drag it to the left a little bit, and you'll see the image just lighten. Just wash it out just a little bit, okay? Just to enhance it a little bit. Right about there. That looks good. Go ahead and click OK. Alright, next after this, come right up here to Filter and come down here to Texture and down here to Texturizer. Texturizer will actually allow us to make a canvas-like texture on the image. This is so awesome. Look at this over here. Look how realistic this looks. This is totally cool. Okay, so come right over here on the Texturizer. Make sure for Texturizer that you have Canvas checked right there. And then for the scaling, enter in 103. For the relief, enter in 3. And for the light, choose top. And when you have all that, go ahead and click OK. Okay, now let's duplicate this layer as well. Drag this layer to the new layer icon, the bottom of the layers palette, right here. Next, come right up here to Filter, down here to Artistic, and all the way down here to Underpainting. All right, this is going to be a really cool effect. Check this out. It's beautiful. Look at this. Okay, match your settings with mine. Brush size, we have 1. Texture coverage, 26. And we have texture, we have the burlap texture. Okay, that's sort of important. We don't want a brick texture. We've got to have that burlap in there. So, and for the scaling, select 75, relief 4, and light top. When you have that, go up here and click OK. Alright, after this, go right up to the layers palette, right up on the very top of the layers palette, you'll see the layer blending mode menu, select overlay from that menu, then come up to opacity and just turn the opacity down just so it's not so exposed. Turn the opacity down just a little bit. There we go, that looks pretty cool right there. And the very last step I want you to do, hold down the Option key, and that's the Alt key on the PC. Hold that down, come right down here to this button right here on the bottom of the layers palette, and this is the Create New Fill or Adjustment Layer button. Click on that, and then select Photo Filter, and we're actually going to add a filter over this to make it look even better. Group that with the previous layer. Go ahead and check that right there, and click OK. Now, from right here where it says Filter, select Underwater right here, and then turn the density up, and look at this. Isn't this cool? That is so awesome. And you can also select more of a cooler filter up here at the very top. Look at this. You want more of a bluer shade, more of a realistic watercolor effect. You can select cooling. I seem to like the underwater look myself, but, you know, it's just personal taste. When you have that, go ahead and click OK. So there you go. That's how we can create some really, really cool watercolor effects on our images. I mean, I showed this to people. They wouldn't even think it was actually a real photo before. Zoom into it and you can actually see the canvas and everything. It's ready to be printed out, put it on a website, it's all ready to go. That's all you gotta do. That's how you create some cool water effects in Photoshop. Have fun with that. That's awesome.